among the families, grocery shoppers, and produce stands at Richmond's South of the James Farmers Market are some people you might not expect.
Some of them are going to be presidents. I'm going to be running for prime minister in 2025. Some of them are going to be business champions. Some are going to be like head of diplomats.
Stephen Monyamani is an entrepreneur and a Mandela Fellow from the tiny country of Lesotho in the middle of South Africa. He is one of 1,000 selected from a pool of 40,000 that have earned their spots at universities throughout the U.S. this summer. They'll be taking classes in business and leadership, connecting with local nonprofits, and perhaps most importantly, meeting each other.
And. So to have the privilege of, even if we never learned a single thing here, those relationships that we're building with other Africans, it's going to increase intercontinental trade. It's going to increase our leverage.
Today, the relationship building is with Virginians. Monyamani and Allegria Tumba from the Democratic Republic of Congo are spending the day with a local family. They're sitting here at the farmer's market, enjoying music, donuts, and discussing college life in different countries.
The University of Kinshasa
doesn't have a library.
It doesn't have a library?
No, in my country.
Boarded?
You know, students don't pay that much to go to university because people cannot afford, like in the US, it's so expensive. In my country, university, the fees, you pay less than $300.
This kind of cultural exchange, says Elizabeth Hyatt with VCU, is one of the true values of hosting these African fellows.
We hope, you know, and we trust that, you know, the Richmond community is open to them, and we hope that somebody's perspective is broadened, somebody is reflecting, somebody is learning something. One person having perspective, global perspective broadening is a success in my mind.
Hyatt is doing everything in her power to make sure as many Virginians as possible get the benefit of that exchange. The fellows have visited local nonprofits, gone salsa dancing, and met with government officials.
There is an exchange of information, so it's a two-way conversation. You know, they're learning about how things work here, but we're also learning about how things work there.
Hyatt says there's a lot for Virginians to learn from these Africans who are shaping their communities back home. The fellows will be in Richmond through the end of July, so keep an eye out at the baseball game, at karaoke night, or at the farmer's market. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.